Well, standing up at this time, normally I'd have a long time, but I've been given a time frame. So, when God was giving his instructions, pardon me, to his people, in Deuteronomy he said, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments always. You shall lay these words on your heart and in your soul, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your head, upon your hand, and your eye, and you shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you are sitting in your house, when you are walking by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates." Well, I'm not sure that anyone does that anymore. I'm not sure that any Christians actually write them on their doorposts or wear things on their head. If you've seen some of the very Orthodox Jews, you would see that they'll have a band around their head and a little box on the front of their head where they've got the laws of God written. But I'm not sure that anyone else does that today. But I think this is what it means today. It takes a village to raise a child. In that culture, that was the village. We are now the village and extending out beyond that. But from a Christian point of view, when we're talking about these children here, we are the village that is helping raise these children. And it requires all of us to be part of it. We need to be part of that village, because what that signifies is that a child's development and well-being depends on the collective support and involvement of this community, not just their parents. So we are the support team for parents and for grandparents and for those children in our Sunday school. If children are really a gift from God, and we believe they're a gift from God, we need to take that gift in a precious way and look after it and use it and encourage it and do whatever else. I'm a great believer in the fact that if you're involved in the making of the child, then you need to be involved in the full life of that child right through to adulthood. So those of us who are grandparents, those of us who are parents of older children, yep, there might have been 5 minutes of fun some time ago, but right through their life, we need to be caring and looking after those children. We all know, even with adult children, there is the comment, there is the need, "Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?" And we need to be involved with that. Now, I've put down four words. You could add another 404 words, but I've just put four again from a time point of view. The first is, in dealing with children and family, there needs to be reality. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's not a creed. I know we're doing the Apostles' Creed, but it is not a creed. It is truth, and it needs to be lived. And we all live our lives in front of children. Church, we live our life in front of these children every week when they come. We live our life in front of our children, in front of our grandchildren. And we need to be real people. We don't teach generosity or hospitality. We show it. We show generosity. We show hospitality. We live fun. We show forgiveness. We show friendliness to the neighbourhood. Children see how we spend our money. They know whether we share things or not, or whether we're greedy. So let's not talk about some of these things. We need to demonstrate them at every level. I've said before that one of the ladies in one of our churches used to say, you can tell a generous church whether they use black and gold cordial or whether they use fruit juice cordial. And that shows their generosity. But we used to do that. All I'm saying is we need to demonstrate the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We need to demonstrate it here, and we need to demonstrate it in our home, and we need to demonstrate it in our life. We are not pretenders. We live the truth. Children know if we're competitive. Do we need another bigger television? Do we need a newer car? Well, children take that in. You know, we often say children pick up swear words before they pick up God words. And we know kids pick up things from what they see and what they hear and what's demonstrated in front of them. And we are the demonstrators. The church is the demonstrator of what it is to accept. And we are the demonstrators of what it is to show the Spirit of God working in us. When you're out walking, and in our street we have lots of people who walk, and I am still horrified at the parents who walk looking at a phone or have a kid on an iPad. We have beautiful trees, we have colour, we have birds, we have people, we have dogs. Pick up a leaf and talk about the creation of God. Kick the dry leaves. Let the kids roll in the water if there's ever water again. These are the things. Isn't God great, the way he's made this leaf with the veins in it? How incredible that God's created colour. Someone said to me the other day, when you go for a walk, you're walking in the imagination of God because they're the things he's created. And I thought, isn't that a beautiful way to put it? We are walking in the imagination of God. We need to help our children see the imagination and the creativity of God. Yes, we do. Someone has said, do as I say and not as I do. That is rubbish. As Christians, it's do as I do. Do as I do. Parent, you are the parent. You are in charge. Those of you who have got young children, you are in charge. That's reality. We need to live it. Live the fruit of the Spirit, not just talk about it. The second is respect. Within the church, we need respect for all age groups. We are the family of God here. From a little tacker right through to old age, we are the family of God. How incredible that is. If we go to the cricket match with the family and we're out on the oval just playing, there are little kids running around. They're not interested in playing cricket, they just want to be there. Grandma and Grandpa sit on the side and watch the others playing cricket. They're not going to get involved. All the young ones are playing cricket. Everyone wants to be there, but not everyone does the same thing. And I want to say that about the church. We all want to be here. We're not all going to be doing the same thing, but we are all demonstrating the reality of God. We are all demonstrating the reality of God. So, friends, we need respect for each other. And we need to learn each other's names. That's the first way to show respect. We need to realise that toys are to be played with and kids will make noise with toys at the appropriate time. Kids also need to learn that when there's a prayer time, it's a quiet time. Someone said to me the other day, they were talking actually about their children getting married outside of a church, and they said, we have lost respect for sacred space. And I thought, that's interesting. Like, this isn't where God lives. This isn't his house. God's in us. So God's in all of our homes. But there is something special about when we come together and respect for other people in this situation. We had a lady at one of our churches. The creche was in the corner of a church, a glass wall. She always insisted sitting in front of that wall and complained about the noise. could you please sit somewhere else? No, I like sitting here. Could you please sit in the car park? Friends, we just need to cope with each other and we need to respect each other. But there needs to be awareness of what that respect means. And I am delighted that here at Lighthouse there is a respect for everyone. I am so grateful that older people are very happy to have a bit of noise because we are so glad to have children here. I am so thankful that parents of children make the effort to be here on a Sunday morning because I know what it is with four children, me being the pastor, having an incredibly supportive wife so that we were organised to be at church. I know what that's like. Well, I know partly what it's like. So thank you. But let us realise that there needs to be a respect for all of us. And that's showing the fruit of the Spirit of God. I think there's only one thing worse than a spoiled child who won't do what they're told or is not helped by their parents, and that's a spoiled adult. And there are sometimes spoiled adults in churches. We need to be careful of that. So we're real people showing the fruit of the Spirit. The whole of us, all of us, we respect people. Friends, if we're going to bring up children and help children in the church, there needs to be reason and the same in our family. We need to talk intelligently to children at an age and a level they understand. That's why what's taught in Sunday school is at a level that children understand, singing songs they understand. We need the same here. We need sometimes to understand words. Remember, I hadn't been here very long when someone who was leading singing gave people out those little candles and they sang, "Jesus bids us shine." What does that mean? What does it mean to be bid to shine? No explanation. Now, we as adults understand, because we've got older and we can translate and put things in. Oh yeah, I know what it means to shine for Jesus, righto. Children have no understanding of what that means. Do you want a pilot signal into? Who wants a pilot up in the air? But actually, that related to a pilot on the water. So, friends, there needs to be reason and common sense with children. There needs to be a yes, no, and wait sometimes with children, because that's how God deals with us. We need to talk in a voice that children... We don't need to talk in a loud voice to children. We don't always need to ask them about school. No, ask them about a pet. Ask them about a book that they're reading or that someone's reading to them. Talk intelligently to children. I often find it interesting that when someone is meeting a child, they go up close into their personal space and talk in a loud voice. That's the best thing to scare a kid away. Just talk intelligently and gently. The volume and the style of voice is attractive, and it's attractive to each other. Let me say also, understand about parents, and please encourage parents with children. Because if we're part of the village bringing up children, we need to encourage the parents who are bringing up children. It is a different era than most of us have coped with. It is a different era. So please, please include. Mattel, the toy maker, did a survey and it said that most parents spend a maximum of 11 minutes a day talking to their child personally. 11 minutes. Now, that mightn't be true for all of us, but friends, for a lot of people, in the rush of time, mum and dad both working, off to sport, off to dancing, off to whatever, yep, that goes quickly. Yes, we need to be careful. And the fact that some people wore T-shirts saying, "I'm dad and that's why," is not satisfactory. I need to give you a reason at a level you understand so that you know why I'm saying no or yes. So, as a congregation, we need to have reason as we talk to children, talk to them intelligently, talk to them encouragingly, thank God that they're here, sit on a seat down at their level, don't tower over them. And then the last thing that I've got is responsibility, which is lacking in many adults. Many adults are not responsible people. Many adults are saying, well, I'm not responsible. Well, you are responsible. Who is responsible for me and who am I responsible for? Well, as I said earlier, if you made the child, you're responsible at a certain level. We all, don't we, in the church here, accept responsibility for this precious group of children. We all accept responsibility. Pardon me, they are not the responsibility of Susim. We mightn't have any children there, but there's no reason for us not to be praying and understanding what they're learning, because they're all part of our village, the village that we're part of in bringing up a child. Yes, we haven't got stuff on our door, we haven't got stuff stuck on our head, but friends, we've got stuff stuck in our heart for these kids, and we should be responsible for them. Bring up a child in the way that they should go. Well, we are trying to be part of the family that's bringing up these children in a certain way, so we accept that responsibility. We are responsible, hopefully, as intelligent Christian adults. We are responsible for ourselves, but we are responsible for this generation as they're growing up, and we need to take that very, very seriously. Reality? Yes. Respect? Of course. Reason? Yes. And responsibility. We're the village. We are bringing up these children. Let's take it seriously. Let's pray together. Our God, we come before you and realise that these children are part of our responsibility, even as our own children, whatever they are, age they are at, and our grandchildren, and for some great-grandchildren. We, Father, need to act with reality in front of them, demonstrating the fruit of your Spirit. Respect for all ages, talking intelligently with them, and being responsible. Father, help us, we pray, because we can only do it with the help of your Spirit and the guidance of your word. We ask through Jesus. Amen.